This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hi, Leanne. You've been traveling.
I have. That's why I wasn't there last week. Let me just take a moment to thank my hosts and the donors and the listeners at KPLU in Seattle and KSKA in Anchorage. Last Sunday, actually, I was at the start of the Iditarod, and I went up to this small place called Talkeetna, and I had dinner with the people who live up there, a very small station there, and they gave me a T-shirt, and in the back of it says, "It's not true, I didn't have anything on, I had the radio on."
Oh.
Isn't that great? That's Marilyn Monroe talking to time. And actually, I did have my radio on last Sunday. What was the weekly challenge?
Yes, I said, think of a two-word phrase for a time long ago. Move the third, fourth, and fifth letters of this phrase to the end of the phrase without rearranging the letters otherwise, and you'll get a new two-word phrase that means the beginning. What phrases are these?
And what are they?
The answer is Stone Age and Stage One.
Wow, nice. Well, we received only about 800 entries this week. Our randomly selected winner is Paul Shane from Vashon, Washington. Hi, Paul.
Hello, Leanne.
Is that near Seattle?
Yes, it's an island off the coast.
Oh, how beautiful. I was just there. What do you do?
I'm a chemical process engineer.
Oh, okay. How long did it take you to solve the puzzle?
About 5 minutes.
Oh, well then. How long have you been playing?
On and off for about 5 years or so, but in earnest the last couple of years and submitting my entries.
Congratulations for being our player today.
Yeah, I got very lucky.
Yeah, and let's hope your lucky streak continues, because Will, I want you to meet Paul. Paul, meet Will. Let's play.
All right, Paul. I'm going to read you some sentences. Each sentence has two blanks. The word that goes in the first blank contains a J sound somewhere in it. Change that to a CH sound, and you'll get the second word that completes the sentence. For example, a blank in a person's popularity leads to many a Google blank on his name. You would say a surge in a person's popularity leads to many a Google search on his name. So a J sound to a CH sound.
Okay.
Number one, after his recent Oscar nomination for Best Actor, Jeff Blank may be getting too big for his blank.
Jeff Bridges getting too big for his britches.
Good job. Number two, for the baker, it was a blank of honor to make a blank of cookies for the visiting dignitary.
Badge and batch.
Batch, yeah.
That's it. Good. Two kids in the school cafeteria made a blank for the last peanut butter and jelly sandwich on the blank tray.
Need a little help with that one.
You didn't make a pitch for it. They didn't make a grab for it.
You got the idea.
Yeah.
A surge? No.
Yeah, something like that.
Made a beeline, you know. I'm stumped. How about you, Paul?
A lunge?
The lunge, yes.
Lunch tray.
On the lunch tray. Good.
He's coming through, Paul.
Nice one. Okay, try this. On The Simpsons, a new law against having blue hair in public incited blank to blank in protest.
Do you know the Simpsons character with blue hair, Paul?
I guess it would be Marge to March.
Yeah.
That's it. Good. A gold strike just over the mountain blank made Jebediah a blank man.
How about Ridge and Rich?
How about that? Yep. We have an extensive amount of shade in our backyard, provided by a blank, blank tree.
A large larch.
I'm thinking birch, and I'm going, there's no birch. What are we... Okay.
Good. All right, try this one. If you get distracted while trying to blank the top of your creme brulee, it's a blank that you'll burn it. So here it is again. If you get this
singe
and cinch, yes, didn't need it again. And here's your last one. On the baseball diamond, a blank fly-in in front of the mound disrupted Randy Johnson's blank.
Pigeon and...
Yes, you got it.
Pigeon and
Pinching. That bird was flying, so Randy Johnson was pitching.
Oh.
We're dropping our G's here.
Oh my goodness. Hey, Paul, you were terrific.
Oh, thank you.
Nice work and really quick. And we have some things for you for playing our puzzle today. You'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the book series. Will Shorts presents Ken Ken, Volumes 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press. One of Will Shorts' Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books and a CD compilation of NPR Sunday Puzzles. Can you tell I haven't said that in a while? I'm the celebrity today. Paul, before you say goodbye, what member station do you listen to?
Well, I'm a member of KUOW in Seattle.
Well done. Member. Love the word. Paul Shane from Vashon, Washington. Thanks so much for playing with us today.
Oh, thank you, Leanne and Will. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, so did we. You were so good. All right. We have to give everyone else listening a challenge, so maybe they will be our player next week. What's your challenge?
Yes. Think of a five-letter girl's name that ends in a J sound. Change that to a CH sound, and you'll get a common five-letter boy's name. What names are these? So again, a five-letter girl's name ends in a J sound. Change that to a CH sound, and you'll get a common five-letter boy's name. What names are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, because we will call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.